yeshiva asks that all the shirim today be dedicated as a schus for the refuah shlema of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Yaakov Tzvi Ben Liba. So we should have a refuah shlema bekarov. Last time, Meir raised a question about the parameters of Tarta Desasri and Safek Derabana Lakula, which is relevant in the context that we discussed last time, the Machlokas, the Tath and the Shach, and the din of multiple women that wear the same garment, and then a kefim is found on the garment. Do we have to be metame all of them? And machlokas the shach and the taz, whether that's true, even if they're nishalin b'sar chazeh. So Meir asked, is that the same as the question as to whether we paskin a tarta desasri in a safek derabbanan lakula? So that question caught me a little bit off guard because of the context. I had a little time to look into some related matters of the last few days. I just wanted to share a few thoughts about that. Now, my initial reaction was that this question should have nothing to do with the other Tarta Desasri and a Safek Derabbanan question that the Ran raises in Megillah and Arvei Pesachim in the context of mitzvahs. The Ran and Daf Gimel Amid Beis Bedap Be'arif in the beginning of Maseches Megillah says that you can't paskin if you have a Safek Yirmu Kefes Choma, that you don't lay Megillah neither on your Dalit nor in Tesvav, even though in Klalei Safek Derabbanan Lakula, that should tell you to be Megal across the board, because you can't invoke Safek Derabbanan Lakula if it's going to end up leaving you Kerech Mikan Lakan and not have the opportunity for the Kiyam HaMitzvah that is associated with that. So if you were to say Safek Derabbanan Lakula, you wouldn't end up laying on either day, so that we don't say. And the same thing, the Ran makes a comment in Arvei Pesachim. The Gemara there has a machlokas hamarem. Do we say that the heseba for the first two kosas is likuva, or for the last two kosas are likuva? So maybe you should say safek derabbanan lakula. And if you're not mesa for any kos, you never have to go back because of that safek derabbanan. So similar issue over there. So that I thought is different than our question, which relates to how you paskin on the status of an individual, on a garment, on a kedera, on a bidikas chametz, which has nothing to do with the individual. Bidikas chametz maybe is closer aligned, but has nothing to do with the individual kiyum of a mitzvah. It has to do with the status of an object under review. So I thought those are two different questions, although I saw that in the Shirish Shevet Alevi, in our context of the Chaluk Echad, he relates them and he's mitzai in that ran as being related to this issue. So I'm not sure if it's the same. But speaking to, I'm inclined to say it's not the same, but speaking to the broader question about invoking Safek Derabbanan Lakula, where that's going to leave you in a Tarta Desasri situation, the Shach in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph seems to assume that this is a Machlokes Rishonim. The din there relates to, everyone here learned Nisar V'Heter already? No? Okay. So for those of you who did, and I confess, I never really learned Siman Kuf Yud Aleph well, because usually when you learn Nisar V'Heter in yeshiva, that gets shortchanged. And so I can't, it's been a long time since I've chazer Nisar V'Heter, and I again, never really spent as much time in Kuf Yud Aleph as I should have. But the din that relates to us here is if you have two kederas of Heter, and you have a chasicha shel iser that falls into one of those two kederas of heter, and there's no shir betel. Again, so you have two pots of heter, a chasicha, the isura falls into one of them, we don't know which one it fell into, and there's definitely no shir betel. So the Rashba, Yuvamis pebez amadez, dibe maskel v'savar, Yuvamis pebez amadez, dibe maskel v'savar, also appears in Rashba in the Torah Sabayis, I believe it's daf kaf bez amud aleph. The Rashba there quotes the Ramban. In Chidushim, he just quotes the Ramban. In the Torah Sabayis, he says he actually asked the Ramban this question in the flesh. So he quotes the Ramban as saying that if the owners of the Kederos come bizar chazeh, then they're both going to be mutter. In this case, where you have a chasicha de Isura that falls into one of two Kederos, we don't know which one. So if the owners come and ask the Shaila bizar chazeh, they're both going to be mutter. If they ask the Shaila bivasachas, they're both going to be aser. That's what the Rashba quotes in the Ramban, and the Rashba himself is cholik and says no, that even if they're going to ask the Shaila b'zachrezeh, they're both going to be aser. Okay, the Rashba doesn't present the svar per se. It's more the Minevei analysis of the context of the sugya, that there's no indication of a chiluk. So the Rashba thinks that the din is going to be the same, both if they ask Bevas Achas or even Bizar Chosek. Fine. The Shach there in Simon Kufir Alas of Katin Yutes, Simon Kufir Alas of Katin Yutes, quotes the Bach. The Bach understood within the Rashba that the Rashba is only talking about an Issa Deraisa. But the Rashba says that if they're Nishal and Bizakh said they're both Usser, that's only when it comes to Issa Deraisa. If, however, talking about an Issa Derabanan, then they're going to be Mutter Bizakh. That meaning by an Issa Derabanan, everyone agrees that if they're Nishal and Bizakh, it's going to be a Psak of Heter for both Bale Kederas. And the Shach disagrees. He says, if you read the Rashban context, and if you look at the Rashban Torah Sabayas there, Kaf Bezim et Aleph, it seems Mavurah that the Rashba is talking about even Isurei Derabana. So the Shach says, according to the Rashba, even by Isurei Derabanan, we're not going to be Matir Bizachoseh. They come to ask the Shiloh one after the other, even though we're talking about Nirsa Derabana, and even though maybe you should have said that Safek Derabana Lukula by Yatarta Disasri. So the Rashba says that that even Malkum Safek Derabana, and you can't be Matir Bizeh Achar Zeh, because the Shach writes that you invoke Maichazis. The Maichazis is the Svara that Rashi invokes here on the Testament Vase in our context. Rashi, sorry, Nantes Amid Beis, Dira Maskel Zu Harezu Tolaba. So that's the Mishnah of Hishila Chaluka Lenachris Alanida Harezu Tolaba. That if you lend a garment to a Nachris or a Nida, and then she wears it and you find the kesem, it could be tola that the source of the kesem is the woman that you lent it to. Says Rashi, Harezu Tola Ba Tahora. They came in the Nida, he lo makako la midi, because that's tolid ha kilkul ba makulkal, that you're not going to harm the Nida by attributing the kesem to her, so you have the right to do so. Vinachris nami tamei anyway, vitalia ba, ava Yisraelis tahora, shishala chalas michaver tatar. But let's say you have a Jewish woman who is tahora, and she borrows a garment from another Jewish woman who is tahora, v'achar kach levshasa chaverta, and then the next one wears that garment, Shtei and Timaeus, they both are Timaeus. That's the same din, says Rashi, as Shalosh Nashim B'chalak Echad. They came at Italia by Mekalkal La, my chazis to Mekalkal La, ha, Tzvei Mehach. So why would you be Mekalkal one over the other? So then you have no choice but to be Metamei both. So the Shach there in Kuf Yud Aleph says that that Svara of my chazis, according to the Rashba, is relevant even by Isurei Derabanan, even though you might have been inclined to say Safek Derabanan Lakula, but if that Safek Derabanan Lakula is going to result in a Tarte Desasri in a place where, a situation where this is far my chazis, then you don't say Safek Derabanan Lakula, and both are going to be Aser. So according to the Shaf's analysis, it emerges that this question, do you say, at least in his context, do you say Safek Derabanan Lakula even where it's going to result in a tarte desasri, the machlokas, the Ramban and the Rashba, in that case of Shtei Kaderos and a Chasicha Shel Isser, and the Shach himself, in that context, is noted to the position of the Ramban. But the Shach, in his analysis, seems to indicate that this is a machlokas Rishonim. Okay, so far so good. Chazanish Yoredeya Simin Lamites Osbeis. Chazanish Yoredeya Simin Lamites Osbeis. Diba Maskel the Iker understands the Rashba. There he quotes the Shach. He starts with the Shach, and he understands the Rashba differently, because the Chazanish raises the question that according to the Shach's analysis, the Rashba, that we end up not invoking Safek Derabanan Lakula in a Tarte Desasri situation. How are you going to explain the Gemara Msachim Yud Amud Aleph? That's one of the sugyas where Shnei Shvilin comes up, but it comes up there in the context of Bedikas Chametz. You have two houses that are ready, Becheskas Bedukim, and a mouse goes into a house, and he's only caught. The mouse has chametz. So you have a mouse that goes into a house, and the mouse brings in chametz. We don't know which one, which house did the mouse enter. So there the din is that if the balabatim come and ask the shayla b'zach or zah, they're both pater from bedikas chametz. So isn't that the same issue over here as here that we're saying you have a din derabanan, the chi bedik in this case is clearly derabanan. They're both coming to ask the shayla, are there mechuyavim in bedikas chametz? So apparently we say safek derabanan lekula, even if it's going to result in a tarte desasri. If they're nishalim bezachazah, we can paskin independently that each one is pater from bedikas chametz, even though in the big picture, one of them objectively should be chayiv in bedikas chametz. So the Chazon Ish thinks that should be the same question. Do we say safek derabanan lekula if it's going to result in a tarte desasri? And how can you then explain the Rashba to be apparently against that understanding of the Gemara in Pesachim? So because of that, the Chazon Ish explains the Rashba differently than the Shach, that fundamentally thinks the Rashba will agree to the Ramban that we will invoke Safek Derabanan Lekula even Betarte Desasri. And the context of the Rashba there, Shtei Kederos, isn't really a classic Safek Derabanan. Not a classic Tarte Desasri case, because we're talking there where it's really considered to be a single Tarovis. Whatever the details are, that the two Kederos are really next to each other is considered to be a single Tarovis, and that's the context of Gemara Yevamos, so it's not really Nogeya, our broader issue. Okay. Now, when we discussed this last time, Meir pointed out the Shach in Sivkata Nun Ches. Kufsadi Sivkata Nun Ches. So the din that's going on is Sif Mem Gimel. Hishilasa labala sakesem bain shaisa yoshevis kvar lakesem kodim sheela bain shirasa kesem bchalak achar lachar shishala ze ain holen zubazubala zubazu shtain srichas lachush. Makal shakain im hishilasa latara, if you lend the chalak to a woman who's tahara, bechazo vilashaso, and then you go back and wear, and then you find dam, you don't know who the dam is attributable to, shtain srichos lachush. So that the Shach says, shtain srichos lachush. Afal gab da have safek de rabbanan, mikal makam kaven di taya baha mikal keles, my chaz is the tataka lahach tve mihach. Even though it's a safek de rabbanan, you should have said safek de rabbanan lakula. However, you're not going to be mikalkel one more than the other. That's the Rashi we just read in Nantes. So you have to view both of them as Timaeus. So that sounds like, even in a Sveika Derabanan Lekula situation, we still will invoke, or we can't deal with a Tarte Desasri. We have to view both of those women as Timaeus. So that seems to be against the Shachlin Nukuda Sakesef, who assumes that in the case of Gimel Nashim wearing Chalak Echad, if Nunish Alin, Bizeh Acherzeh, so the Shach is makel to say that they're all tahoros, right? So how does this Shach fit with that Shach? I saw in the Masifta Gemara, they have like a 30-page maracha in the Shi'irim at the back on this topic of Sveika Derabanan Lekula and Ksamim. And in a footnote, he points out that he said, unnamed sources, anonymous achronim, that he doesn't tell you who they are, raise this question on the Shach, that isn't the Shach here against the Shach in the Nukuda Sakesa. So I don't know who the anonymous achronim are. I looked around a little, but I didn't find, all the kisses from El Seder Shachon Aruch, I didn't find anyone who raised it. So That's your homework assignment if you could find someone who talks about it. But he says, someone to say, again, anonymously, that this is a raya, that the shach was closer from what he wrote in the Nukudas HaKesef, and the shach was closer to passing like the Taz. He says, the problem is that we generally assume the Nukudas HaKesef was written after the shach, so that's unlikely that he inserted this piece in the shach after Nukudas HaKesef. So I don't know. But this seems like this seems of note. You have to figure out how this shach, where the shach is only quoting Rashi, but what's the difference between this din and the din of Gimel Nashim and Cholok Echad? And it doesn't sound like the shach here is only talking about Nishalin b'Basachas. It sounds like it's the din is true even if Nishalin b'Zarach or Zeh. The Alter Rebbe has the following distinction, which may be relevant in understanding this, between the case of Shnei Shvilin and our case of the case of Shnei Shvilin Cholok Echad versus Bedikas Chametz. Let me try to bring that up on the screen here. So the Alter Rebbe in Sifkat and Pei Vav, working off this, the same Sif in Shulchan Aruch as the Shach that we just read. So he writes as follows.
This is in Hilchos Nida or Tarobas?
In Hilchos Nida, sorry. In Simon Kuf Sadi, Sif Katan Pei Vav, which is going on Sif Mem Gimel in Shulchan Aruch. So, and that line, that din in Shulchan Aruch, that if you have a woman who's Tahora who gives her chalak to another woman who's Tahora, and then the first woman takes it back and finds a kesen, that we have to treat both of those as tmeos. He writes, Afagav de bala sakesen mukul keles v'yomedes lo tlinan ba mishim de lo yadina bebira de migufa asala kesem shebechaluka deyema me'alma asa v'la b'cheskos rawahi. Second. So in that initial case that we discussed of the two women who were oskos b'kesem, that even if they ask b'zar chazeh, they both are taharos. V'kol shekein kishachas ba lishal v'achas ena ba klal. Da'asam ena tzricha litlos kisma b'chaverta el b'dam sipor. So in that case, the mechanics are that you're tole the kesem bidam sipor. You're not ascribing the kesem to anyone else. You're ascribing it to a sipor. And then memela, if you have the right to be mekel that your kesem is from the sipor, then memela, that's going to disadvantage the other woman. But you're not directly ascribing the kesem to her, as opposed to aval hacha shetzricha litlos kisma bechaverta umay chazes litlos behach tfemi behach. But if the question is who is responsible for the source of the kesem, so then they're all on equal footing, and then you say may chazes ulacholkim sham. So that's according to the Taz, that in the case of the tzipor achas, if they're nishalim bezachos, they're tahoros. He says you could distinguish between there, where you're not directly ascribing the other quantity of dam to the other woman. But what if you assume, like the shach, that in that case also bizar chazeh were metame? L'acholkim sham, v'chein da'as ha'tor v'shachon aruch barachayim tav lamites, gabi beith batim bedukim, tzarech lomar d'shani batim mukaderos, she'en behem da'as lishal. El ha'shabaylim d'chada minayu ba'im lishal. Hilkach tlinan biidach de'eno balishal. So when it comes to batim or kaderis, inanimate objects, where there's no das lishal on the object itself, that's the subject of the question. So then, if they're nishalim b'zeacherzeh, you could be neko, and when the first person comes and asks you the shayla, you could be told the problematic scenario on the other one. Aval anashim sheyesh ben das lishal. Afshelo ba ella achas mehen, ela litlos kisma bechaverta. The maichazis lekalkil hach tvemehach. So that's why maichazis is more prominent or more compelling if we're talking about a dion on the person status herself rather than on an inanimate object that you have some interest in. So if you're asking a shayla about an inanimate object, because the Torah wasn't given to inanimate objects, we're not as concerned about their feelings. So somehow you can isolate the shayla, and if one person is asking the shayla, not the other, or the neshalim b'zachazeh, then you have the right to say, we're only going to paskin for you, and we'll end up with the kula for the shoel, even if it ends up disadvantaging the other, because you're not paskining on a person. As opposed to if you're paskining on a person, so then there's a more compelling svar of my chazis, and even if they're not nishalim bevas achas, even if it's bizarre chazel, or even if the other one's not asking shayla at all, nimela, once you're paskining on one, you're disadvantaging the other, and there you have to say my chazis. That is the interesting svar of the Alter Rebbe. Okay, so just to be misakeim, it seems like this question of invoking Sfeika the Rabbanu Lekula, where it leads to a tarte desastre, is not pashut. It definitely relates to our sugya somewhat, and we still have to figure out how to resolve the shach in Sivkat and Nunches relative to the shach in the Nekuda Sakasa. Okay? But that. Great. Okay. Thanks again to Mayor for bringing this to our attention. Let's move on now to today's topic. I wasn't expecting that to take as long as it did. My apologies. Today's topic is the sugya of Dam Bahashtana. So the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis has a machlokes tanoim in the case of a woman who is oset tzaracheha v'rasa dam. Machlokes for Mayor and Reb Yossi. Aisha she oset tzaracheha v'rasa dam. Rabbi Meir Omer im omedes tamei of imu sheves Torah. So Rabbi Meir is mechali between whether she is omedes or yosheves. Rabbi Yossi Omer benkach ubenkach tahora. Rabbi Yossi says no distinction between omedes or yosheves. She's tahora regardless. Okay. Says the Gemara, maishna omedes darminan meiraglayim hadi lamakar vaisida. So the concern, the Gemara assumes, by Omedes, is that if a woman is roa dam machmas hashmish, roa dam ishish osis racha, and she sees dam as she's osis racha, the concern is that maybe the meiraglayim goes back into the makor and brings out dam together with it. So we'll have to explain what that means in a couple of minutes. The Gemara says, so that's clearly the concern by Omedes, which is why Remeir says she's Tameya. Yosheves nami name of Meiraglayim hadil makar v'aisidam. So why is that concern more pronounced by Omedes than by Yosheves? Amar Shmuel b'mizanekes. So Shmuel says, we're talking about where she's mizanekes, where she's mikalachas, where the Meiraglayim is coming out in a stream. So if she's Yosheves and Mizanekes, if it's coming out in a stream, we're not concerned about Tadil Lamarka of Isidam. Where it says, no, Mizanekes Nami Dilabasid Tama Mai Asidam. Maybe even by Mizanekes, that's a concern. Amr Baba, the Yosheves Asfas Asfal, Mizanekes Besoch Asfal, Menin Sadam Besoch Asfal, then Isa, the Basid Tama Mai Asfas Asfal, Ibaila Lishtakuchet. So in that scenario, if it was the case that the Hadar Meir Glayim Lamakav Aisidam, you'd expect to see the dam on the rim and not in the pail itself. Okay, so first, we have to figure out a few things. Number one, what the actual concern is over here, what the machlokas is, what Rabbi Yossi holds. Okay, so first of all, the Tshuva Saran that the Beis Yosef quotes, Tshuva Saran Simen Mem Tes, assumes that the position of Remeir here is Remeir Lishitaso, who is Choshesh Limiuta. That we're talking about a relative low Shchiach concern, that maybe there is Dam in a Makor that gets mixed together with the Meir Glayim, and there's Remeir Lishitaso of Choshesh Limiut that expresses such a concern. Aruch HaShulchan points out in Sifkaten Beis that doesn't seem to be the whole story, because the Gemara and Daf Yudalud Amud Beis is tole a different machlokas Tanayim on this machlokas Tanayim. The Gemara there has machlokas Rabbi and Remeir, Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi, sorry, about an aid she'eino baduk. If you see a kesem on an aid she'eino baduk, an aid that wasn't checked beforehand to see that it's clean, are we choshesh that that is a problematic kesem? And the Gemara is told that that machlokas on our machlokas Remeir and Rabbi Yossi. So it doesn't sound like that's based on chashina and lemiyuta per se. And yet the Gemara assumes that the two machlokasim are related. The Sidrei Tara has the following analysis in Simen Kuf Tzadi Sifkaten Samach Dalid. Simen Kuf Tzadi Sifkaten Samach Dalid. He says that the Remeir and the Bar Pluks of Remeir, Rabbi Yossi and Arsig over here, are both they're not dealing with a standard loshchiach or standard niyad amatzai chashina lemiyuta consideration. Because the way he puts it, in Remeir's analysis, there are competing milsa loshchichas. There are competing miyutim. That on the one hand, there is a niyad of situations of dam bahashtana where that dam is going to be minamakor. On the other hand, the other possibility, if it's not minamakor, is that it's dam maka. But where's that dam coming from? Either it's coming from minamakor, which is problematic, or it's dam maka, which is not problematic. So basically, you have a niyad kenegan a niyad. You have a loshkiach possibility that it's minamakor. You have a loshkiach possibility that it's maka. Neither of those are objectively likely scenarios. So how do you resolve the clash of niyats? So Remeir will say, well, we resolve that because rov dam is minimakor, or cheskas dam is cheskasa minimakor. So absent any other compelling contrary evidence, we default and assume that that dam is minimakor. So you have competing niyats, and when I have competing miyats, I look for some other way to be mechria, and that's the cheskas da minimakor. And the Sidrei Tara says that's the same question that Remeir deals with in the context of an age and a baduk. An age and a baduk as well. So on the one hand, you have a miyut of dam that's me'alma, a miyut of dam that comes not minimakor. On the other hand, you have a miyut of women that see below hargasha. If this woman sees dam and an eish ain't a badu, the question is, where did that come from? Well, she didn't have any hargasha. So rov nashim are rovos bargasha also. So there, I have similar kinds of competing miyuts. So miyut of dam that's not minimakor, and a miyut of dam that's ba shalo bahargasha. So how do you resolve that contradiction? So there as well, Remeir says, so you go with the cheskasa minimakor, you go with the default that most dam comes min hamakor. And Rabbi Yossi will say, Rabbi Yossi in our sugya, and Rabbi Yossi in that sugya, because there the machlokas is Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi, so it's the same Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi will say that the way to resolve that kind of a contradiction is the cheskas tara. The woman is the cheskas tara omeda. So in our case, you have competing miyats. So you don't default to cheskas adam and a makor. You default to the woman being the cheskas tara. And the same thing in the case of the Eish and Abaduk. So the Machlokas isn't about Chashin L'miyuta per se, says the Sidrei Tara. Rather, it's how do you deal with competing Niyots or competing Chazakos, and how do you resolve that kind of a question. Okay. So let's go back and just look at our Sugya step by step. So initially the Gemara said within Remeir, Maishna Omedes, we say Meir Glaim Hadil Markov Isidam, Yoshevis Nami. So what is Yoshev is Nami Hadar Meriglaim Lamakor of Isidam? So what is this concern of Hadar Meriglaim Lamakor of Isidam? Take a look at Rashi and Daf Nun Zayin on the base. You'll recall that the Gemara in the beginning of Eroah Kesem brought this din in the context of its various tashmas regarding mass targashos. So Rashi there writes, Omedes Tmeya, the Aidi de Dachak La Alma, de Mu'umedishtina, that if a woman is standing up, that's not the natural position. So there's some pressure that is associated with the fact that she's standing up. Below Yachla Latsor, because if she had enough time to do things benachas, she'd be sitting down. The fact that she's sitting up means that there's some unusual pressure that on the bladder that's forcing her to be telus meiraglayim while standing. So in that situation, hadr meiraglayim lamakor v'aisudam. So there's a concern that in that unnatural scenario, the meiraglayim is going to be forced back into the makor and come out together with dam. And then if you look back in our Gemara, Nuntasam and Bey's Rashi Mizanekes, when the Gemara said that even even Beyosheves, the Gemara said, Maishno Medes, where according to Rameyer, Isa Meir Glaim Lemakor Vaisadam, isn't that true Beyosheves also? The Shmuel says, no, we're talking about where she's Yosheves and Mizanekes, and there's no such concern. Says Rashi, the Mizanekes Mikalachas is coming out as a stream. The came of the Nothic, the Kiluach, Ki Orcha, Lo Dechika. So if it's coming out as a stream in the natural fashion, there's no pressure. Below Hadr Meriglaim Lemakor, and we're not concerned that the Meriglaim is going to shoot back into the Makor and come out with Dam, Ein Darach Dam Makor, let's say, Meriglaim. That a normal situation where a woman goes naturally, normally, there's no concern that Meriglaim is going to be, that the Dam is going to be accompanying the Meriglaim. Aval Shoseses, Aidi de Okma Anaf Shahu. However, if she is Shoseses, if it's not coming out, Bikiluach in a stream, but it's coming out as a is dripping without a stream. So then they're also, that's not natural. And we're concerned that there it may go back into the Makor and bring out Dam just as Omedes may as well. Okay, so what is the actual biological concern or the mechanics that the Rashi is explaining, which is the concern of the Gemara? Chuas Avnei Nezer Yaredeya Simen Reish Lamed Beis. Avnei Nezer Yaredeya Simen Reish Lamed Beis outlines three possibilities as to what the concern of Hadar Meriglaim Lemakor may be. So he says, possibility number one is that you have the Meriglaim coming out normally through its normal exit point, and you have Dam that's coming out through its normal exit point also. And the fact that the Meriglaim goes back towards the Makor causes the Dam in a Makor to come out through the normal place that Dam in a Makor comes out. The Meriglaim comes out from one place, Dam in a Makor comes out from another place. And we're not talking about them mixing upon exit. They're coming out from their respective locations. But the concern of Hadar Meriglaim Lemakor v'Aisadam is the fact that it goes back in may cause the dam to come out its natural way through its natural exit point. And the Avnei Nezer acknowledges that's not the mashmos of Hadar Meriglaim Lemakor v'Aisadam. Hadar Meriglaim v'Aisadam sounds like the Meriglaim is going back in and bringing the dam out along with it directly. Then he says, possibility number two, he quotes from the Alter Rebbe, that the Meriglaim is coming out together with the Dam through the neck of Hamakor. And the third possibility, he quotes from the Shuvas Maracha Zerua, is that they're both coming out through the neck of of the Meirik line. So let's just read a couple lines in that Chuvas Marach or Zeruah together. Chuvas Marach or Zeruah Simen Ches. Okay. Ela kacha perish kishenetzarem hamayim kodem sheyatzu chutz lanekev sheyotzu mimenu. So where the meraglayim stops before it comes out of the hole we're supposed to come out from the urethra. Omach maskoli okeshot saris atzma, either because of some illness or because it just stops. Az mismali makomashtak, so then the bladder fills up. So somehow the Meirik line goes back in through the bladder and to the Makor. And then the dam is going to come out together with it. Umeviim dam. Hamakori mahem. Fine. So the understanding of the Marach or Zeruah is that the Meirik line is going back inside, and it's going to push out into the Makor and bring Dam out together, Min HaMakor, that's going to come out together with it from the urethra, from the place where Meirik Layim generally exits the body. If you look at the Badi HaShulchan Sifkatan Aleph and the Tziyudim Osvav, he quotes a number of different Mahalchim to understand the Mitzias and the Gemara in light of what we know medically. He quotes Rishol Dachuk. He says he quotes the Metzuvas Noda Vihuda Simen Memches that this is Neged Achush. It doesn't the description doesn't seem to fit anything that that makes sense to us. The one medical condition that is closest to what's potentially described here is known as overflow incontinence, where there's something that's preventing the bladder from emptying normally, which may result in bleeding among other side effects. So you can look that up, but that may be the closest to what we're discussing here of Hadar Meirik Layim LeMakor VaYitzidam. Not that it actually goes into the Makor and brings out the dam with it, but there's some connection between the bladder filling up due to some abnormal situation, which here is referred to as the pressure that is caused by being mashtenis in a non-normal way, which could cause dam to come out together with it in some way. Okay. So that's all Shitas Remeir, the way we just read the Gemara, that Remeir's Mechalik in the Mishnah between Omedes and Yosheves. The Gemara indicates that even within Yosheves, there's a distinction between Mizanekes and Shoseses. Mizanekes is the normal way of being Matel Meirik Layim, the normal way of Hashtana, and there's no concern of Hadar Meirik Layim L'makor V'Yitzidam, as opposed to Shoseses, which is abnormal. Even if the woman is Yosheves, if she's Shoseses, that could be a problem as well. And then the Gemara has a statement of Reb Abba of Yosheves al Sfasa Sval, Mizanekes Besocha Sval, Ninsadam Besocha Sval, that there she's going to be okay because the fact that the dam is found besoch asval indicates that it came out naturally and wasn't a indicates that it wasn't a byproduct of the Hadar Meirik Layim LeMakor V'Yitzidam. Okay, then the Gemara has Amar Shmuel of Amilam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Kerbi Yosi V'chein Ori Le'Rav Abba L'Kala Halacha Kerbi Yosi. So we just had this whole conversation within Shitas Remeir. The Gemara concludes anticlimactically that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So as you probably saw, major machlokes rishonim, what is Rabbi Yossi's shita? What are the parameters of halacha k'Rabbi Yossi? So according to Rashi, in the last line of Ibn Maslam, Zanekas writes, aval omedes i'efshir lelazanik, that it is physically impossible for a woman to be both omedes and mizanekas. So according to that, and Tosas picks up on this, if that's the case, then when the Gemara says, according to Rav Meir, omedes is tumeya, according to Rav Yossi, omedes is tahora, that machlokas must be where she's omedes vishoseses, because there's no such mitzias as omedes umizanekas. So that would mean that according to Rav Yossi, even if she is omedes vishoseses, which are both two abnormal situations, the norm would be to be yosheves umizanekas. But even if you have the tartulareisa of omedes vishoseses, which are both abnormal, still Rav Meir would say that she is tahora. Still Rav Yossi will say that she is tahora. Okay. And that is Shitas Rambam. Simple reading the Rambam. Rambam Perikei Halacha Yudzayin. I forgot to bring a Rambam with me here. But the Rambam Perikei Halacha Yudzayin, which we'll see in a moment, is Pesach and the Mechaber. The Rambam has no distinction within Rabbi Yossi that Bein Omedes, Bein Yosheves, Bein Mizanekes, Bein Joseses, any way you slice it, according to Rabbi Yossi, if she is Roa Dam Vashtana, the woman is going to be Tahora. That's the Stimas HaRamban, Perek Gimel Halacha Ches in his Halachos, and that is the Rashba as well. And that's the Pesach of the Mechaber, in Simon Kuf Sadi Aleph. Isha Sheshtina Mayim, the Yatsa Dam in Mei Ragleha, Bein Sheshtina Vihi Omedes, Bein Sheshtina Vihi Yosheves, Reizu Torah. Afilu hergisha gufa v'nizdavza ina chosheshes shergashas meiraglahi zu she'ei meiraglah minachedah v'dam zedamaku b'chalchulis o b'kulya. So that's the Gemara in Zion, that this is a kind of master gashas, even the hargasha doesn't bother us. So if a woman is roa dam bashtana, it doesn't make a difference, omedes, sheshevis, mizaneka, shoseses, anyway you slice it, she's going to be tahora. Where did the dam come from? The dam presumably is dam mako. Okay, that's the psak of the Mechaber, straightforward. The whole Shach V'Torah of the Gemara is only within Rav Meir, but at the end of the day, according to Rav Yossi, the woman is tahora under all circumstances. And again, the way Rashi understood the Gemara, there's no possibility of mizanekes, the omedes, and therefore the machlokes must be omedes v'shoseses. So Rav Meir, Rav Yossi is mekel even by omedes v'shoseses. There is a Chavistas, Simon Kufsadi, the end of Sifkat and Kafdalid. Simon Kufsadi, the end of Sifkat and Kafdalid. Chavistas suggests Bidas Rambam that the whole Nidon, where the Rambam says, according to Rabbi Yossi Lalacha, your Torah across the board, that's only if the Re'iyah of the Dam is Bishas Kiluach. But if she finds dam subsequently mixed with the meiraglayim, so maybe you have to be choshesh that dam came separately from the meiraglayim. You just all saw it after the fact, and that's not included in this din of dam vashtana. But fundamentally, it's clear according to the Rambam, and that's the Pesach and the Mechaber, that there's no distinction between omedes, yosheves, mizanekes, and shoseses within Rabbi Yossi and lahalach. Okay. Tosfos is cholak and Rashi. Tosas here on the top of Nun Tes Amud Beis Maishna and the Rush in Simon Aleph Bedasa Tosos, and they assume that even as a matter of Mitzias, even if a woman is Omedes, she could be Shoseses. Now, once you say that, it's possible to understand the Machlokas, Rav Meir, and Rav Yossi being limited to Omedes v'Shoseses. But sorry, Omedes Mizanekes. But maybe Rabbi Yossi could agree by Omedes the Shoseses. So that's the position that the Torah quotes from the Rush, Rush and Siman Aleph Bedasa Tosfos, that Rabbi Yossi is Metaher if the woman is Omedes Mizanekes, or if the woman is Yosheves the Shoseses. Both of these are Chad Lareyesas. That Shoseses is a strike against you, and Omedes is a strike against you. If you have one strike against you, you're okay. Omedes Mizanekes or Yosheves Vishoseses. But if you have a Tartula race, if you have two strikes against you, if you're Omedes Vishoseses, both are natural. So then even Rabbi Yossi would agree that the woman is Temea, and the Homach Locus or Meir Rabbi Yossi, but Omedes is only be Omedes U Mizanekes. So again, that's only possible according to Tosfos, if you assume that there is such a mitzias of Omedes u Mizanekes. And that's the first day in the Rama. The Yesh Omrim, the Ein Lahatira Ella B'Yosheves V'Hishtina, Aval B'Omedes, if she's standing up, in the Kalacha Fetocha Sval, the Nizza Shandam Tahora. So if she is Mizanekes while Omedes, she's Tahora. Aval im shosasin alfas asfal, menin sa shamdam temeya, the whole of a makor tzara chos in the makor mevim da. But if she is omedes vishoseses, and even Rabbi Yossi agrees, and even lalacha, the woman is going to be temeya, because there we're still concerned about, everyone would agree, we're concerned about hadar meiragam the makor, the aisuda. Okay. Shuvah Saran Simon Memtes, that we referenced earlier, that the Beis Yosef quotes. So he makes a point that's relevant for all the Rishonim that argue on Rashi, and Rashi Rambam Udimei, that the fact that the Gemara has a whole Shaka Vitari within Remeir would seem to indicate that there's some resonance of those distinctions lahalacha. That there are, that Shaka Vitari of the Gemara that has some distinctions should have relevance lalach. According to the Rambam, there are no distinctions at all. Bein Yosheves, Bein Omedes, Bein Mizanekes, Bein Shoseses, the woman's going to be Temeya. So then why did the Gemara have a whole Shaka Vitaria delo kehilchasa? The fact that the Gemara has these distinctions indicate that on some level there's relevance even according to Rabbi Yossi. And he writes that Rabbi Yossi would be Moda. The case of Rabbi Abba, the last layer in the Gemara, that if the woman is Yosheves al Sfas Asal, she's sitting on the edge, Umizanekes Lesocha Sal, so she's sitting on the edge, she's Mizanekes into the Sal, and you find the Dam al Sfas Asal, so then Rabbi Yossi would agree that she is Temeya, because if it was the normal if it was all normal, then you would have expected to see the dam besochasval and not alsvasasal. The fact that you found the dam alsvasasal is indicative that there's something abnormal about the process, and they were concerned about hadar meraglaim lemakor, the aisuda. Okay. There is a position. Actually, before that, and along these lines, the Hagos Maimonius, Perikei Os Beis, writes that according to the Maram, if the woman is Yosheves Umizanekes Chutz Lesval, so she's sitting and Mizanekes, so both of those are good, that should be a Tartila Tivusa, Yosheves and Mizanekes, but she's Mizanekes Chutz Lesval, or if she's Shoseses even into the Sval, then she's going to be Temeya. So even if she's Yosheves and Mizanekes, but she's Mizanekes Chutz L'Sval, she's going to be Temeya because that's still a layer of abnormality. So according to that, Remeir and Rabbi Yossi don't really argue about Yosheves. The Homach Locus is about Omedes Umizanekes. But Yoshevus and Mizanekes, they both agree, if it's not L'toch HaSval, then she's going to be Tameya. Lashon is, on the Maram, Mishum deraglayim ledavar, the baser detamumaya asadama. The fact that the dam and the mayor glayim end up outside of the sval, that's a raglayim ledavar, that part of the tumi didn't mean the pun, didn't intend the pun. That's a raglayim ledavar that baser detamumaya asadama, dilo mitocha sval nami mibailish tachucha. If that wasn't the case, if it was normal, then you'd expect to see Meir Glayim Adam in the Sval itself. The fact that it goes out of the Sval, even though she's Yoshevus, Emes and Ekes, is indicative that there's something abnormal, and that's the reason for us to be concerned that maybe Hadar Meir Glayim Lemakor, the Aisu Dam. Okay. The final position of Rishonim is that of Rabbeinu Chananel. Tosvos and Daf Yudalad Amabez, Dibra Maskel of Rabbi Yossi. Quotes Rabbeinu Chananel that Rabbi Yossi was not mitaher legamri. Rabbi Yossi was not mitaher legamri. But the Tosfos doesn't quote any further explanation. What does that mean? That he wasn't mitaher legamri according to the Rabbeinu Chananel. So the Rush, Perek Beis Simon Beis quotes this position of Rabbeinu Chananel as follows: that Rabbi Yossi was mitaher mishum nida. Umetame mishum keset. Meaning, the Rabbi Yossi said, min ha-Torah, the woman is tahora, but she's still tameya midarabana. In other words, that Rabbi Yossi is only cholek on remeyer min ha-Torah, but agrees to remeyer across the board midarabana. So the whole machlokas for remeyer Rabbi Yossi is only min ha-Torah. Is this woman considered to be a nida min ha-Torah, but there's definitely tumas ksamim, even according to Rabbi Yossi. That's how the Marsha there, and Yudalad Amud Beis explains Tosfos in Tosfos's citation of Rabbeinu Chananel. So Rabbi Yossi only is cholik on a deraisa level, but midrabanan, as far as tumas kesem, there's no machlokes whatsoever. Rabbi Yossi is fully in agreement with Remeir in practice. That's how the Rush understood Rabbeinu Chananel. The Shoel in the Ran, again, Simon Mem Tes, understood differently than Rabbeinu Chananel. The Shoel understood that the distinction Rabbeinu Chananel is drawing within Rabbi Yossi, is between Taros and the Heter Labaila. That Rabbi Yossi is Metaher Le'inyan Taros. As far as Taros is concerned, we're not worried about the possibility of Hadar Meir Glayim Lemakor, the Aisudam, and that's literally what Rabbi Yossi means in the Mishnah, Bein Kachu Bein Kach Tahora, literally Tahora as far as Taras is concerned. However, as far as the Issa Labayla, so there Remeir, Rabbi Yossi is Choshesh or Modet to Shitas Remeir, that the woman is still Asura Labayla. The Ran is not a fan of this presentation. The Ran writes there, Ein elu ella divrei nevius, and he doesn't mean that in a positive sense. The elaham amasha yismochu v'lav Rabbeinu Chananel chasam alaha. So the Ran doesn't think that gets off the ground to make this distinction between Taras and Heftel Abayli. He says it definitely was not the intention of Rabbeinu Chananel, and that's a baseless suggestion. However, the Ran notwithstanding, it seems like the Beis Yosef did understand the Rabbeinu Chananel this way, the way the Beis Yosef presents the Rabbeinu Chananel. It sounds like the presentation of the Shoel in the Ran. The Shach in Sifkat and Gimel understood that this Rabbeinu Chananel is the basis of the second Yesh Omrim in the Ramah. The Ramah writes, V'yesh Omrim, Da'afilu b'yosheves ein lahatir, Ella b'mikalachas, v'nim sadam to chasva. That even if the woman is Yosheves, and even if she's Mizanekes, we're only matir if she's Yosheves and Mizanekes, and the dam is b'sol chasva. Which was what we saw in the Maram, in the Gos Maimnius. Aval al sfas asval tmeya. But if it's on the edge of the sval, she's tmeya. Ubeomedes b'cholayin tmeya. And if she's standing, she is tmeya regardless. And the Ramah concludes v'hachi nahuk. So Shach writes of Katan Gimel, Kenir l'nefias daiti muchach me'ashas v'yusham mikesh amr me'ilu she'emir ben chanal v'siyato. She called Dvar Dvei Kabbalah. This is Shitas Rabbeinu Chananu. He quotes the Gemara in Daf Yadalud, which is where Rabbeinu Chananu appears. Okay, there's some discussion as to whether the Rama is Paskin Rabbeinu Chananu straight, or whether there's a fusion of the Maram, or whether that's really a fundamentally different Shita. Meaning, in the Rabbeinu Chananel, you don't necessarily know. The Rabbeinu Chananel, the way we have it, just says that Remeir agrees to Rabbi Yossi about something. So whether that something is Derabbanan versus Deraisa, whether that something is Heter L'Baila versus Taros, but it's not fully clear in Rabbeinu Chananel what the parameters are. Meaning, would Rabbeinu we don't know explicitly in Rabbeinu Chananel whether he'd be metame even if she's Yoshevis Mizanekes al Sfas Asfal, which likely could be the case. That is Reb Abba, but that is Mefurish in the Maram. So the Aruch HaShulchan addresses a little bit whether the Rama is a fusion of the Maram and Rabbeinu Chananel as opposed to Israel Rabbeinu Chananel. But either way, the Psak of the Ramah is l'chorma to the extent possible, meaning that in practice, a woman is only going to be tahora if she has tarta l'tivusa plus. That she has to have mizanekes and yosheves, and it has to be l'so chasval. So call that 2.5, call that 3 requirements, call that a tarta plus l'tivusa or tarta l'tivusa plus. But that is the most restrictive position among the Rishonim, which is Rabbeinu Chananel, that essentially there's no machlokas Remeir and Rabbi Yossi. And again, whether that's fused with the Maram, that is Machmir b'Yoshevis u'Mizanekes Chutz L'Sfal or Al Sfas HaSfal. Okay. Now, given that there were two ways of understanding the Rabbeinu Chananel, and if we'll accept the Shach's explanation that the Ramah second Yesh Omer is predicated on the Rabbeinu Chananel, so do we accept the first analysis of the Rabbeinu Chananel as expressed? Do we accept the first analysis of the Rabbeinu Chananel as expressed by the Rush, that according to Rabbi Yossi, we're only concerned midrabbanan, not minatara. That Rabbi Yossi agrees midrabbanan to Remeir, that we are concerned about tumas ksamim in the situation of Rodan Bashtana. So if that's the case, that this is essentially tumas ksamim, then that may lead us to the kulos of ksamim as well. I mean, the Shach's analysis seems to be that the Ramah is based on the Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Rabbeinu Chananel, he understands like the Rush, is assuming that we're concerned about Tumah Midrabbanan, neither the Rabbanan, Tumas Kesem, and not the Raisa. So then, if that's the case, if you were to have, even if we're Machmir, like the Ramah, second Yesh Omrim, which is the biggest Chumrah possible, but if you have Dam Pachos Mikigris, then you could be Makel because of Kulas Ksamim. The Badi Yosholchan Sivkat in Yudalid writes that he thinks Mistima Saposkim, that's not the case. He thinks Mistima Saposkim, the woman is going to be Tumeya even if she sees Dam Pachos Mikigris, because there's no reasonable Macholas Tulia if you have Dam Bemeriglaim. That may go back to what we noted within the Badi Shulchan in an earlier context. The Badi Shulchan seems more disposed to understanding the exclusion of Pachas Mikigris Va'od as machol is related as opposed to an absolute carve out. So here too, he says that since there's no way of a macholes coming into the meiraglayim, then there's no kula pachos mikigris va'od in dam b'meiraglayim, even if the tumah is predicated on tumas ksamim. Rabbi Kar, Perek Yud Beis, footnote 13, quotes other achronim who are cholik on this. He quotes the Siddur Tar we discussed earlier, that as far as dam alatsoa, that if you have dam and a darvish and a makabel tumah, then it's not going to be problematic. So many achronim are makel that you do have kulas ksamim and dam bahashtana. That's Rabbi Willig's orientation lahalacha as well. The Piskei Das in Chelek Beis page 429 says that you should ask a shelas chacham whenever this comes up, as far as whether you can invoke kulas ksamim and dam bashtana. But he quotes from Rav Elyashiv that if there are any other tzirufim, then Rav Elyashiv was a mekel as a matter of course, meaning if you have a amara of a questionable shade, it's not really adam, it's brown, or any other kind of suffix to be misarif to the mix, then he says Rav Elyashiv was prepared to be mekel if it was pachos mikigris or with other kulas ksamim and dam the hashtana. So Lamaisa, can we take another 5 minutes and just try to wrap this up? Okay. So Lamaisa, while on the one hand, at least for B'nai Ashkenaz, it seems like we're bound, by the second Yishomer the Rama, which is the biggest chomer possible, that in order to be mekel and dam hashtana, it has to be Yosheves and Mizanekes and Latochas Fal. Nevertheless, there are a number of kulas that come into play as well. So first of all, just take a look at the Shach and Sukkot and Dalid. Elab Mekalachas, that we're only Matir be Yosheves if she's Mizanekes. Beloshos SS, Vyosheves al Svas Asfal, Vinimsa Dam Latoch Asfal Luchud. But if she's Shos SS and Yosheves, even if you find Dam inside the Asfal, that's not good enough. Vim Isa Basi de Tamu Maya Asu al Svas Asfali by Lish Tachuche, as we said. Aval in Nimsa al Svas Asfal, Gamkin Tamea, Darminan Basi de Tamu Maya Asidam. Aval be Yosheves be Emsa Sval Tamea. So according to the Shach, in order to be Metaher, the woman has to be Yosheves al Sfas Hasval. That she has to be on the edge of the Sval when she's sitting down. Which is not the normal way of sitting bismanenu. Rabbi Karp quotes the Chuvas Avni Nezer, Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, that on this Nakuda we're not machmir like the Shach. So even if she's Yosheves Bisochasval, even if she's not on the edge, and you find Dam Bisochamayim, she's going to be Tahora. There is a comment, the Sidrei Tara in Siman Kuf Sadi, Sifkat and Sadi Hey. Simon Kupsaidi Sivkat and Sadi Hey, Enri Kiv Eger, Chubas Kama Simon Samech. They both say that we're not such Bekiyim in what the difference is between Mizanekes and Shoseses. And Sidri Tara says we're not such Bekiyim in what's considered Tochasval or Alfasasval. So that in theory could lead you to be Machmir when we're not sure which way is up. But again, there are other kulos that we can invoke. So, number one, the Rama, a little bit later on in the Se'if, writes, the dafka kishanimsa dam bisval shehimish tenes sham lechud tiadua shehu mimena. So if she's the only one to use the sval, that's when there's a problem. Aval nimsa bisval sheish v'ishim atilin sham ayim tar b'chol inyan. But if it's used by more than one person, and you didn't check since the last person used it, then she's going to be Torah. So that's what the Shach says in Sifkat Vav. Mishum Dabi Sex Veka, Dilma Mina Ish, Vintim Slam Isha, Shamala Mina Makor. Umashwa the Hainu, Vinimsa Tokasval, Al Hamayim. So some kind of Sex Veka that maybe it came from someone else. But along these lines, Rabbi Morgenstern points out that if a woman doesn't look into the toilet bowl before she goes to the bathroom, so then that may have a din of an H.A. and a Baduk, that you could be Mako and assume that maybe the Dham was there before. Chavis Das basically says this in the Be'urim Sivkat and Dalit, even though Rabbi Morgenstern points out that nowadays most people probably look in the toilet bowl before they use it because they're more hygienically inclined than in generations past. So if it appeared to be clean before you used it, then that's cool is not going to be so useful unless it's a tiny amount of dam that you wouldn't have necessarily noticed in a cursory glance. But we also had discussed previously in our analysis of Ksamim that there may be what to rely on to view the toilet bowl as a Darvish Eidem Akabal Tumah or Mechubar Lakarka. We discussed that machlokis between the Knei Bosem and the Minchas Yitzchak, and many are Mekel along those lines, that if it's found in a toilet bowl, that's considered Mechubar Lakarka Eidem Akabal Tumah. Rav Vosner points out in the Shira Shevet Alevi Oth Tesvav, and Rabbi Morgenstern across from Rav Yashiv as well, and many other contemporary poskim, that if you have a woman who, if there's a one-time occurrence, you want to see dam b'ashtana b'mer glayim, so then you have to deal with these possible kulas of enam mechubar lakarka, of mechubar lakarka, and whether the grounds to be made on that basis. But if it's something that happens more than once, you need to, the discussion in poskim about bedikos, and that's a little bit complex, what a bedika would involve practically and physically, to ascertain that the dam is not min hamakor if you see it b'hashtana. But more pragmatically, the later poskim of the last generation say that you could have a laboratory test. You could do a laboratory test to ascertain the source of the dam. And then if you figure out that it's damak or something other than dam min hamakor, then you can rely on that and assume going forward that dam that a woman sees chronically b'hashtana is based on some other pre-existing medical condition and not min hamakor. But the bottom line, as we discussed in the past, that many poskim say is that the woman has to train herself not to look. That if you don't look, then there's much less of a chance that something problematic is going to come up. So that's the biggest etzah to avoid these problems. Bottom line, in most situations, even with all the chumras of the Ramah, there will be what to be makel about, either in a makabel tumah or if it's necessary to get a laboratory test. Rav Vosner writes that experience has shown that in overwhelming number of situations where this happens, that women see dam b'hashtana, then the laboratory test will indicate that it's not problematic dam. But again, the easiest way to avoid it is to not see it. Okay. So we'll stop here for today. We're going to be moving on to the sugya of Dam Maka. Dam Maka comes up in the context of Roa Machmas Tashmish. Roa Machmas Tashmish itself we're not really going to focus on because it's not Solomaisa and perhaps a little bit graphic too. But the context in which Dam Maka comes up is within Roa Machmas Tashmish. But you'll really be focusing on the latter half of Simon Kuf Pei Zayin, which is Dam Maka. So I send you, you got the Marmakamas? The next sheet? Okay. So you'll start working on that sugya. It'll probably take us through the end of next week. Okay? One second.